Well, you know what your world looks like. It's a mess. Hey, sweetie.
Hey.
Just quit. Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah, don't bang the chair. Uh-uh. You can go out there and bang it. Thank you. But you see our world. It's a mess. Are we living in the end times? That's my series. Are these the last days? It's not something I necessarily like talking about. I've done it for years. I don't mind talking about it. Somebody needs to talk about it. How can you make sense of what we see? How can a nation like ours take such a rapid decline? Didn't start last year, 3 years ago. It's been happening for 50, 60 years in this country. Most nations, just study history. Roman Empire, Greek Empire, they last about 200 years. Very soon, 2 years, we'll celebrate 250 years as a nation. But we've really been on decline. From that 200 on, whoop, down. But rapid decline. How in the world? It seemed like there was one thing that most of us agreed on in America. And that was our support for Israel. The only democracy in the Middle East. Really. Our ally. And all across college campuses. But it's not just college campuses. It's all over the place. How can you support somebody that on October 7th goes in, rapes women, 1,200 of them and more, rapes women and children, murders family members right in front of their family, burns babies, and you're gonna march for that in this country and cry out, Israel, Israel, go to hell? I saw one congressman interviewing the Columbia, he wasn't interviewing, he was questioning the Columbia president and said, and I don't have this down perfect, but said, you know, Israel in God's word is God's chosen people. And he looked at her and he said, you know that God said in his word, he'll bless those that bless her and he'll curse those that curse her. Do you know that? And she said, well, now that you say so, yes, I've heard that. And he said, you don't want the curse of God on you, do you? We're just in a mess. Y'all hear me or not? That's just one little snapshot. We're gonna be at this series for several weeks. We're going to look at several things in the Bible. It's not going to be me pontificating. It's going to be in the Scriptures. It's going to be God's Word. Of course, I'm going to try to teach it and share it with you the way I see it. And could I be wrong? Sure I can. But if I stay hooked to Jesus real tight on his Word, we'll probably come out pretty good on the teaching. So we're starting that today. Imminent storm. Imminent storm. A title like that just doesn't happen. Me and Roger sit in my office for an hour looking at each other, which can be painful. And he's thinking and I'm thinking. But this is what we came up with. Now, I've studied these passages for years and years. But the thing about life and about being a pastor and a teacher is that the older you get, well, the more things can get real in your life. And you can see them from a different perspective. And so I hope I'm more mature and I hope I can say some things that will help us in this hour in which we live. Imminent storm. Say those words underneath it. Impending danger ahead. Let's take a quick poll. How many thinks America's in trouble right now? We're in trouble right now. That was just a quick poll. Just a quick poll. Did it take you long to think about it? It's a mess. Imminent storm, danger ahead. What's happening? What does this have to do with end times? Well, let's take a peek. That word imminent, it means likely to occur at any moment. Are we in the end times? Are these the last days? Well, I believe the times we live in are imminent. The word imminent usually has the idea of danger attached to it. Also, the idea of not real happy about it. There's some pain involved. Imminent, likely to occur at any moment. Imminent means the time is what? Is at hand. The Bible says that. It's time that we wake up out of our sleep, the Bible says. The time is at hand. Imminent. It means impending danger. Imminent. That's what the word means. I want to bang that into your head. So, imminent storm. Now, today's title of this message, this first one in the series, is called The Cone of Certainty. Say this crazy statement with me. The what? Cone of Certainty. Now, Roger and I, when we put messages together, we don't get them offline. I might get some help from a book occasionally because I need help. But the main book is the Bible. And the second main book is a Webster's Dictionary. That's how I found out about all this imminent stuff. But the cone of certainty, I had to look that up. See, you don't ever hear that. The cone of certainty. That's a phrase you don't ever hear. Here's the one you hear, the cone of uncertainty. How many have heard that before? The cone of uncertainty. You've heard it. How many watch the weather when the hurricanes are coming? And you got the spaghetti model. See them right there? You in the cone of what? Uncertainty. You in the cone of uncertainty. Is it going to hit Miami? Well, some of that cone did. That's what the weather meant. It depends which one's doing the studying. Which model. But now this happens right there. Is this Ian, buddy? Hurricane Ian? Buddy, when it gets like that, you see still that outside part, don't you? That's that cone of uncertainty. But when those lines start lining up all together, that's the cone of certainty. And my opinion, my very, 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 very strong opinion is the spaghetti model of end times is all coming together. I believe that. And we're going to discuss that, and I think we're going to make the case. What crazy pictures. Look at that hurricane. Who lives there? Take a wild guess. We do. Yeah, that's pretty scary, isn't it? Pretty scary even to put it back up. So the cone of certainty. Why did I come up with that title? Here's why I came up with the title. Just as weathermen really don't know when they're projecting a hurricane or whatever, they don't know when it's way out there. They do their best. So it's the cone of uncertainty. When you have a big project, maybe say you got a multi-million-dollar project you're putting together. It could be building something. Well, you have what's called the cone of uncertainty. There's certain things with that project that you might not know is going to happen. So you have to plan, even budget for things that you can't imagine it's going to happen, but it does. But the nice thing about Jesus, he's not the cone of uncertainty. He's the cone of what? Say it out loud. Jesus is the cone of what? And I don't know if you know that or not. A lot of people say, you don't believe in that last day stuff, do you? End times stuff. It's funny how we believe he died on a cross, he rose from the dead. But we don't believe his word that says he's also coming again. You hear me? And there's arguments out there. There's good debate out there. Is he going to come before what's called the rapture? Is he going to come in the middle of the tribulation? Is he going to come at the end of the tribulation? And be honest with you, there's some brilliant people, good, godly people, who are all over the place on that. I'm not here to debate all that. But he will come again. I don't know it all, and you don't know it all. But he will come again. There's an imminent storm. And there is a cone of certainty, and we're banking it on him that he will come again. So let's go into that now. We'll start to unpeel this onion and see what we can find. My goal is this, to get you to have absolute confidence in Jesus. That's my goal for your life. Did y'all hear me or not? Bank it all on Him. You're crazy, Gary. You're a real believer in Jesus. Why would I have a church? Why would we do this, say, at a high school every year for 12 and a half years? I'm a talented sucker. I can make money. Brother, you and me, we'd be in business together. We'd make some money. You hear me or not? He's a great plumber. We'd be fixing stuff everywhere. Why am I doing this? Because I believe it with my whole heart. That's what's wrong anymore. What happened to our faith? What happened to our values? I never thought I'd see today where political candidates would go to a Planned Parenthood clinic and politic outside for the killing of babies. I can understand people having a view of that. I don't agree with it totally. But now making it a big campaign deal. That's how far we've slipped. We don't care about life anymore. Y'all hear me or not? Does that bother you? That's what it'll be like in the last days. How worse can it get if you can kill a baby up to 9 months? Say, is the next thing going to be living little children? We'll kill them too? Say. And we point the finger. We're a nation in decline. We're hurting, man. Something's got to give. Y'all know that or not? Yes or no? You know, in the book of Revelation, talks about in the last days that the economy, if you read it carefully, and we're going to get into this, not today, but it talks about how in the end times, in these last days, in the time of tribulation, a loaf of bread will be 8 times its price. How much should a loaf of bread cost now? No, I'm saying how much should it cost? I mean, what's reasonable for a loaf of bread? $1? Is that reasonable? And people are paying $6. Somebody saw the other day a cucumber. 3 cucumbers for $5. 3 ears of corn for $5. It seemed reasonable to me, at least a half dozen for $1. And that won't in the dark ages. This is all coming on us suddenly. Y'all hear? Am I really driving you up the wall? I don't like him. I don't like him. It is. I'm just telling the way it is. Here's the point. Hang on. Here's the point. The cone of certainty. Say that verse out loud with me. Heaven and earth shall pass away. Say it with me. But my words shall not pass away. Guess who said that? Take a wild guess. Jesus. Jesus said that. We want to nail that pretty hard today as we get into this series that we can trust Him. He says, think not that I'm come to destroy the law or the prophets. That was the problem the religious leaders had with Jesus. He was going to upend everything. Well, that's because they had perverted it so much. They had got away from following the Lord, following God's law. And that's why we got to kill him. Got to get rid of him. We're going to lose everything. Jesus didn't come to destroy the law. He didn't come to destroy the prophets. Say that last part with me. I am not come to destroy it, but to what? Fulfill it. He's not against his word. Jesus isn't against God's word. He is God's word. In the beginning was the what? Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. It's sad when you can't even recognize Jesus anymore in the Word. When He is the Word. It's how crazy we've become. Verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, not one jot or one tittle in no wise is going to pass from the law, till it all is what? Just in case you don't think end time events are unfolding. Am I sure they're unfolding right now? Not necessarily, but I'm way up there in my high percentages. I'm going to segue again. Let me give you an example. In the last days, during the tribulation, pastor over here, I'm going to put you on the spot. During the tribulation, the Bible says we will not be able to buy, sell without a what? During the tribulation period. We've got to get the what? The mark of the beast. It's in the forehand, head, and it's in the forehand. Is that correct? Sure it is. Now, I've believed in the Lord's return for a long time. But to be honest with you, just as my feeling, I know the Lord can do whatever He wants to. I get that. But I think what Jesus gave us is what times are going to be like when He comes again. It's not like I can come anytime I want to. I think He was in the book of Revelation, also in Matthew. I think He was giving us what it will be like when I come again. So let's take that one, the mark in the hand and the mark in the head. Did you know until recently, that wasn't possible? That was not possible with several billion people on the planet. Y'all hear me or not? Let me ask you now, is it very possible now to number people with technology and everything? Yes or no? Yes or no? How many of you have some sort of number right now? You've got a number of some sort. Can I see your hand? How many, everybody in this room has a number? Can I see your hand? Everybody, how many has more than one? You got like four of them. How many people have numbers and people can probably get your number and find out some stuff about you? Yes or no? That's where we live, man. We're there. We're there. Am I driving? Am I making you crazy? I'm just trying to say, what a crazy statement 2,000 years ago that in the end times you're not going to be able to buy or sell unless you take the mark of the beast. Guys, we can't. They could cut us off right now. We couldn't buy or sell right now without a number. Y'all hear me or not? Computers go down to the store. What you going to do? Say. We saw a little precursor with COVID. You couldn't even get toilet paper. Is that true? Or they're limiting it. We have had some warning signs, some wake-up signs. And then we've seen things just rapidly proceed. His word is true. And the things that we're going to talk about in this series will come to pass. Say that with me. My words shall not pass away. You might say, well, I don't like this end time stuff. But aren't you glad that He says if you believe in Him, you'll have eternal life? Isn't it nice how we like that one? Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will what? Come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you'll be also. How many like that verse? I don't like that end time stuff, but then you got to throw that one in the trash. So many of your verses in the Bible are connected to the end times. And we'll do we've got a message coming in a few weeks where you'll see those. Be careful when you say, I don't believe in that last day stuff, because what you're in essence saying, Jesus, you're a liar. You better be careful. What we ought to do is fall at His feet and say, thank you, thank you. How can we make it through things without you? We can't. Jesus is saying, you can take what I say to the what? Take it to the bank. It's going to happen. And we're going to talk about it. Keep looking. The cone of certainty. We have communion today, so I'm not going to get too far into this series, but we're going to go a little further. Number one, the cone of certainty. Jesus is the cone of certainty. He is absolute truth. He's not lying to you. That Bible, it's just a man-made book. People say that all the time. You know who shouldn't say that? Believers. And you ought to question your faith. You ought to question your faith if you question God's Word. I couldn't tell you anything great. Be solid in your belief in the Scriptures. Believe that God is faithful. Who wants an unfaithful God? Say. I want you to see some of his predictions. Look at this one. See how Jesus does. See if you can try this at home, okay? And while they abode in Galilee, Jesus said to his disciples, "The Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men. They'll kill him. The third day he'll rise again." And they were very what? Sorry. Let me ask you a question. Was Jesus betrayed by Judas? Well, that's not that. I mean, that's really not as big. How many have ever been betrayed by somebody? Let me see some hands. And you know, that happens. That happens. Maybe that one is a bigger prediction. I can see him getting arrested not being a big prediction. You go against the government, you go against religious leaders like he was doing, you'll find yourself locked up. Used to, not in this country anymore. You hear me or not? It's crazy. You used to know when somebody was going to jail. Now you don't, do you? It's hilarious. But what I'm saying is that might not have been too big a prediction. But he predicted he'd be crucified. Well, there were other people getting crucified during that time, but that's still a pretty big prediction for such a good man. But I try that last one. He said, "I'll rise again." He predicted that. Who does that? Y'all hear me or not? But he did that. But you don't think he knows what the end times are? He does. He said, "Behold, we go up to Jerusalem. The Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and to the scribes. They shall condemn him to death. They shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock, to scourge him, to crucify him, and the third day he'll rise again." Did all that happen? He said it before it would happen. You have that in your scriptures. Look at another one. He predicted being forsaken by his disciples. We discussed this last week a little bit. He predicted that Peter would deny him how many times? He even predicted that the rooster would even crow. But you can't trust him? I think if he's got the rooster crowing thing down, you can trust him. Y'all hear me or not? Keep going. Give me the next scripture. "And while they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then said Jesus unto them, All you shall be offended because of me this night. It's written, I'll smite the shepherd, the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I'm risen again, I'll go before you into Galilee." And Peter answered and said unto him, "Though all men be offended because of you, I won't be offended." Another passage said that Jesus told him to do what? Get behind me what? Satan. He said, "I won't ever do that." And here's what Jesus said. "Verily I say unto you, this night, Peter, before the rooster crows, you're going to deny me how many times?" And Peter said, "Though I should die with you, yet I will not deny you." And all the disciples said that. Aren't you glad Peter didn't write that? Isn't he the one giving the prophecies? Yes or no? Hello, amen. You hear me? But they made him the Pope. Give me a break. Come on, man. Jesus needs to be the one we're focusing on here. Amen? Let's look at another one. These are predictions. Jesus is good for his last day's predictions. Are we doing those yet? We're not. We're just laying the groundwork. We're getting into them, though, in this series. Here's another prediction. He predicted the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem. 30 years after he was crucified. That's pretty amazing, yes or no? But look at the detail he gave. "Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you," say this part with me, "there shall not be left here," help me, "one stone upon another. That shall not be." Well, did that happen? Did that happen? Did the destruction of the temple take place? And what happened when that happened? Well, it was fulfilled to a T in what year? AD 70. Get your history books. Just read it. We even know who did it. The man's name was Titus. A Roman emperor besieged the city of Jerusalem. Who predicted that? Take a wild guess. But I don't believe him about that last day stuff. I think we've got someone credible in Jesus. Okay, he's not your weatherman. He's the Son of the living God. He's King of kings and Lord of lords. We'd do well to listen to him and fall down at his feet. Well, what happened with that destroying the temple? Well, they looted the treasures. They burned the houses and furnishings. And say that part with me. They even did what? What? Did you know when they destroyed cities during those days, they would definitely tear them down, but not totally. They would leave them as a billboard. Don't mess with us. They didn't clean it up. A lot of times they didn't. But it's interesting. They actually carried the stones of the temple away. And there's several reasons why. And another reason I just heard about recently, it's not recent, I mean, they've been saying this for years, I just came upon it. And that is because the temple had so much gold in it that when it burned, the gold most probably melted. And it got in the what? Stones. See, I'm from Rockingham. If I see some stones, they can just be rocks as far as I'm concerned. But if they got gold all over them, I'm sticking them in my pocket. I know that's sort of funny, but I'm just trying to say, Jesus is trustworthy. You can take it to the bank when he talks about end time events. Y'all hear me? Am I driving you crazy today a little bit? Some of you are looking at me, when will he be done? Well, we're almost done. We're almost done. We are done. I had a whole message, but we're cutting this one in half because we have communion. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately. He said, when's all this going to happen? When's all this going to happen? Your death and your resurrection and the temple being destroyed. When's all that going to happen? And say this with me. And what shall be the sign of your coming and the end of the world? That's what we're going to talk about. Imminent storm. We made it through the temple, and in the coming weeks we'll unfold that and we will see the signs of his coming. And what I'm asking you to do is come with eyes wide open and just, hey, and your TV on. Fine with me. I don't care if you turn it on. You better turn it off. Some of you are going to go crazy. But the bottom line, see if you don't think, my goodness, we could be experiencing right now the last days. Okay? How many think y'all going to live forever anyway? I mean, you're never going to die. I mean, anybody in here going to say that? You're just never going to die. You are going to die one day, but you'll wake up with him. I'm going to die one day and not even know I'm dead. Say that out loud. I'm going to die one day and not even know I'm... Who said that? I did. It should be on a T-shirt. I'm going to die one day and not even know I'm... That's what you're saying, aren't you, Matt? One day it's going to happen. But guys, he's coming. He's going to tell his disciples what's going to happen. We're going to look at it and we're going to see if you don't believe, if nothing else, I think you're going to see, boy, you need to get your house in order. Amen. Let's thank the Lord for his word. We're done this morning. Got to quit right there. Amen. Woo. I like to go further, but I can't. Amen.